Kodiak residents may love their bears, but those testifying last night seem to agree that bears have their place, and that is not scarfing garbage in residential areas. The death of three bears last week prompted a group of concerned citizens to rally the assembly to take action to address the local bear issue. Three themes stood out among those testifying. One, there seems to be more bears in residential areas than in years past. Two, it's a people issue, and people need to be better with their trash as they are training the bears to hit the dumpsters and roll carts for meals. And finally, three, something has to be done to curb the bear numbers in town before someone gets hurt. Bob Tucker is one of the organizers of last night's public comment campaign. He thinks the reason for the increase in bear numbers is due in part to both the Coast Guard and Lesnoy closing their lands to hunting.
I'm not blaming anyone, just trying to state facts. Years ago, Lesnoy closed their lands to permit hunting only, so local folks don't hunt these areas because of the cost. Around the same time, the United States Coast Guard closed their lands to hunting. Now, with two of the largest landowners, besides the borough and the city on this side of the island, changing these rules, the bear now have a safe haven right up against residential areas.
Stig Ingvi has lived in Kodiak his entire life. He says people's carelessness puts the bears in jeopardy, and he does not mince words.
There are a lot more bears on the Kodiak road system than people realize. They're literally on every mountain and stream and greenbelt for most of the year. And here we have the case of three bears that acquired a taste for cantaloupe rinds and diapers and everything sinister and plastic because a handful of people are just pigs with their garbage disposal habits. It's truly sad. It promotes a serious lack of faith in humanity in the worst way. Bears are always around, and so are we, and by and large, we coexist fine. I fear a recurring theme down the road of people having zero regard for the consequences of their waste disposal actions.
Daniel Miller called in his comments.
I'm really against shooting the bears as a solution. I think that's a really stupid idea, to tell you the truth. I've lived here, I guess, 44 years now, and Roger Smith told me, oh, yeah, you can see bears go down to the Buskin Lake, you know, and there were bears there, you know. There's always been bears here. And I don't think shooting them is going to solve anything. I think we need to solve them by getting rid of the garbage problem.
Roger Smith, whom Miller mentioned, was a former area bear biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Kodiak. Another former ADF&G bear biologist did speak last night. Retired biologist Larry Van Dale was long known as Kodiak's residential bear expert. He shared a story from his early career in Kodiak when a local native elder told him that it's a cycle. If you respect the bears will respect you. The cycle of respect, he says, has been broken.
What I think's gone on here recently is we've broken that cycle. We're not acting consistently with the bears anymore. A lot of people in town aren't learning about the bears on how to live with them. The bears, in turn, are getting free meals from us in a lot of different places. They're getting harassed in some areas and loved in other areas. People aren't acting consistently. So I think we need to get that cycle back intact so we can live with these critters and coexist with them. Because we're never going to kill all the bears that come into town. It'll be like a black hole. Just keep sucking more and more of them in. You've got to train them. Again, they're smart critters. They're somewhere between a dog and a primate in their level of intelligence. If you have a good dog, it's great to live with. If you get a puppy and it doesn't learn how to sit and you just shoot it and get another puppy and shoot it until it learns how to sit and you get one, that's kind of a waste of time. So the coexistence, the consistency is what we're aiming at.
Van Dale agreed with another person who testified, Gerald Friend, who spoke in favor of forming a task force to determine ways to deal with bears. Van Dale said there needs to be a concerted effort by local officials to teach people bear awareness and how to live with bears. The assembly didn't take any specific bear action last night, but the public comments were referenced many times during a more than two-hour discussion of the proposed UMOT ordinance. The Uniformed Minor Offense Table is a long list of proposed changes to borough ordinances that would allow the borough to fine people for infractions, including things such as not locking dumpsters and for not cleaning up trash. The assembly agreed to send the UMOT ordinance to a public hearing at a future meeting. That means the public will have an opportunity to officially comment on the UMOT ordinance, including last night's amendments, before it becomes law. For KMXT News, I'm Maggie Wall.